Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. The book of Romans is one of my favorite books in the Bible to read, and I just learn new things every time I read passages from the different chapters in Romans. And I was recently reading Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 19, and just lots of nuggets in it. In fact, I'm going to entitle this program and today's 10 things that you need to know this week. And just, I think each one of these verses, as I read them, I just thought, man, I really want to apply those in my life this week as a follower of Jesus. And I think hopefully you'll be inspired to do the same thing today's program and on tomorrow's as we go through these 10 verses. And if we apply those in our lives, we truly can be the hands and feet of Jesus, just showing people Jesus with our words, our actions, and just how we live our daily lives. Let me read through those 10 verses. If you've got your Bible, you want to join us, Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 19. I'm reading through the New Living Translation. It says, "Don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy, and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil, and do things in such a way that everyone can see that you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge, I will pay them back, says the Lord." Was that powerful? Just great nuggets of wisdom there for us to apply in our lives. And I know so many people just say, you know, I want to be like Jesus and show people how much I love Jesus. And as a follower of Jesus, be his hands and feet. And if we could apply those 10 verses in our life each day, I just think what a difference that we can make, and our churches would be packed on weekends, and just marriages would be healed, lives would be transformed, and just would be so much more joy. But, you know, we can complain about the situation, but or we can be part of the solution, and instead of trying to change others and our world, just maybe changing our own lives. And as my friend Mike Bro talks about, making ripples with our one and only lives. And I want to go through these 10 verses and just maybe share some things that we can learn and apply in our lives. Number one, in verse 9, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong and hold tightly to what is good. I mean, I'm guilty of the saying, man, I really love so-and-so. And, you know, so many times we say that with our mouths, but in all honesty, our actions don't line up with that. Country singer Toby Keith used to have a song, "A Little Less Talk and a Lot More Action." And just as I was reading that passage of scripture, that verse 9 about don't just pretend to love others, really love them, it just kind of spoke to me that, you know, I need to let my words, when I say I love people, be more evident with the actions in my life and not just the words. And I think we all can agree today that our actions speak so much louder than our words, don't they? And I want to give you an example. I mean, you're like, okay, Greg, well, I want to do that then. Well, sometimes you think, what does that mean with actions? Well, if you really start thinking about somebody, I just want to encourage you to text them immediately. Or better yet, call them if you can. If you've got time, just give them a call. Even if it's only 5 minutes, just think it means so much to hear another human voice on the other end. It just helps everybody with their mental and emotional health as we climb out of this COVID pandemic over the past year. Just an example for me, I've been trying to do it and just have more fun. As you get older, you have to, especially with me being in ministry, I deal with a lot of serious things in people's lives, and I'm so honored to do that. But I'm also trying to be more intentional about having fun and remembering fun times in my life. And Proverbs says that a cheerful heart is good medicine for the soul. And I recently saw a song back, back in my college days, called Easy Lover by Philip Bailey and Phil Collins. Some of you may remember that song. And it was just a real upbeat, fun song. And my roommate Rick and I, we used to jam out to that song in our room or if we were driving somewhere. And Rick would act like he was Philip Bailey, who was a lead singer with Earth, Wind, and Fire. And of course, a lot of you know Phil Collins. He helped start the band Genesis and then had a solo career. And man, we would jam to that song. And even though Rick actually could sing, that is definitely not a gift of mine, singing, but we had the music cranked up and certain parts Philip Bailey would do and others that Phil Collins would, and we would sing it. And Rick said, I'll be Philip, you be Phil Collins. It's like, all right, man. And the other day that song came on the radio, I was listening to it, so I took a picture because it showed that that was the song playing on the station I was listening to, and I texted to my roommate Rick, who lives in South Carolina, and unfortunately don't see him hardly at all. I think I've seen him like twice in the last 15 years, and unfortunately both those times were at funerals. But I just sent that to him and said, man, every time I hear this song, I think of you and good times we had together in college. And he texts back, said, yes, sir, thanks for sharing. Those were good times and good memories. And I know that just sounds kind of maybe simple or maybe even cheesy, but I just think it made him go back to a better time and fun time in his life, and also it did for me. Another way that we can really love people is maybe buy a gift card for a single mom and just drop it off their house, stick it inside the screen door, and text them and let them know, or call them, or send the old-fashioned handwritten note in the mail. It could be in a car, but even if it's just something on a piece of paper, just a note. It just means so much to people to get something in the mail besides junk mail. Or maybe make a donation to a ministry that has blessed you. I listen to Daily Hope with Rick Warren, both on the radio and his podcast. And I just occasionally make a donation as God lays it on my heart, because that's a ministry that's blessed me. And so that's one of the ways that we can really show people that we love them. And second thing that I want you to know this week from verse 10 in Romans chapter 12 is love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. You're like, okay, well, how do I do that? What's genuine affection? Well, I think genuine affection is just really letting people know a trait that you really like about them or admire in them. Tell your spouse if maybe they really cook great meals, or they keep a clean house, or they do such a great job with the garden or the landscaping. Or just whatever, it can be something really simple like that, but it's something that we all like to hear, a trait when people say, hey, I like that, or I really admire that about you. Somebody told me one time I was a good listener, and I really didn't realize that. Nobody ever told me that, and it encouraged me to try to focus and be a better listener. And I think we're so quick to criticize people and look for the things that they don't do. But I want to encourage you today to let your spouse or your friend or your children know a trait that you really like about them. And we all need to hear just words of encouragement and kindness, and just really show genuine affection to one another. And verse 10 talks about that, Romans chapter 12. Verse 11 in chapter 12 of Romans, it says, never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Well, one of the things I want to say to you as followers of Jesus, we need to have a great work ethic. We need to be to work on time. We need to have a good attitude, be positive, let our words be uplifting and encouraging. Make sure that when we take a break or lunch break, that it's the amount of time that we're allotted. Not to be lazy with things, to make sure that we give more than is expected. I think nothing shows people more about what being a follower of Jesus is when we do what we say we were going to do and we have a great work ethic. I just tell you, people are watching. And I'll never forget a job I had with a guy, and there was two of us in this management position. And I eventually left to take another position. And one of the guys who didn't speak great English, but had a great, great heart. And he said to me, he said, "You know, the one thing I like about you is you only have one face." And I kind of looked at him. It's like, okay. I said, "Help me out." And he said, "You know, whatever you say, you will do." Sometimes the other person that worked with, he said, they don't always do that. Sometimes they say one thing, but they do something else, or they don't do it at all. And he said, "You know, you just have one face. You know, you're not two-faced. What you say to us is true, and you don't talk about others behind their backs." And it just floored me away, because I just had thought about that. But, you know, make sure you have only one face, I guess is what I'm trying to say, like this coworker told me. And it was just that reminder to me that people are watching with your words and most of all your actions that we talked about a little bit earlier in this program. Then I also want to encourage you in verse 11 there, it says, and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Serve the Lord enthusiastically. I mean, sometimes we do good deeds for people and try to bless them, but if we're honest, we're, you know, there's not a smile on our face about it. We kind of do it begrudgingly. And I've got a good friend of mine, Tommy Lanham, that's kind of his word, enthusiasm. And in fact, he wrote an article recently. I encourage you to go check out his website, TommyLanham.com, if you want to keep enthusiasm up in your life. But we'll attach this article with the podcast so you can read it. But as I was reading the article, he talked about how the word enthusiasm actually comes from two Greek words. The en and the word in, meaning in, I-N, and thus, which is a form of the word theo, which is Greek for God. It is where we get our English word theology, which means a study of God. So the original meaning of the word enthusiasm was God in you or God inspired. Isn't that awesome? So we want to be a person of enthusiasm. You know, and sometimes I think we make fun of people when they are so full of joy and enthusiastic. Well, and actually, in all reality, they are actually honoring God when they're enthusiastic, because the word means a study of God, God in you or God inspired. God in you or God inspired is the root of enthusiasm. So I want to encourage you to be enthusiastic in whatever you do. And one of the things I remember from being a college basketball coach at Western Kentucky University for those 2 years under Ralph Willard, who was worked with Rick Pitino with the New York Knicks and then was assistant at the University of Kentucky for a year. But one of the things he taught us each day, he told us as a coaching staff and to our players, you've got to do things every day with a tremendous amount of enthusiasm. He was from New York City, and he called it enthusiasm. And that's one of the things that I want to encourage you today to do everything with a tremendous amount of enthusiasm, because you're never honoring God more when you do that and that you're enthusiastic with your words, your thoughts, and your actions. So never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. So that's all we've got time to go through today in Romans chapter 12. We just got through 9 through 11, but we're going to look at those final seven verses tomorrow, and I hope that you'll join us. If you're really blessed by this program, I want to encourage you to follow us on Podbean or iTunes and subscribe. Just simply type in Hope Is Here and subscribe, or go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and share the podcast of this radio program. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
Do you have goals and ideas, but life always seems to get in the way? Do you need to hit a reset for this year? Hi, I'm Twyla Brown, and on May 22nd, I'll be in Lexington hosting a workshop called Cue the Confetti, Preparing to Celebrate Your Best Life. I'll help you define what matters most in your world so that you can create a life that points you towards your goals while protecting your priorities. In this workshop, you'll learn how to create a vision board and strategically plan your week, month, and year like a business. To find out more information, visit online at twylabrown.com. That's twylabrown.com. I can't wait to meet you.